I just want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ, first of all, for my salvation as you go ahead and take your seats here tonight. I thank him that it was 16 years ago that he got a hold of my miserable, disgusting life, put me in the men's home and transformed me and made me into who I am today. I'm not much of something, but I'm not who I used to be. You know what I'm saying? And so I give all the glory to God for that here tonight. And I don't ever want to take it lightly coming up here. It's not a very easy thing for me to do, but I do it because I want to be obedient to my Lord and my Savior. Amen. I'm just excited about what God has done in my life and in my wife and my family. And through the period of the time of since we've been home directors, God has been doing something fresh and new and in the women's home and the new home and in the men's home. And we're just so grateful to be part of what God's doing. And I'm just so grateful to be part of this ministry and thank God for my pastor and his wife and the pastoral staff and each and every one of you to co-labor alongside with you, to be friends with you. There's no other place I'd rather be. I know this is where we belong together. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, we're going to get right into this tonight, if that's all right with you. We're going to go to the book of Psalms. We're going to go to the book of Psalms 27. We're going to go to Psalms 27. And the word of the Lord reads like this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and they fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. There I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. And such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, as I say, on the Lord. Precious and awesome God, we worship you, we love you, and God, we need you. Father, here tonight we ask that you would do what it is that you do best, my God, and that is provoke us to righteousness, doing what is pleasing in your sight, O God. Help us, Lord God, to remain faithful on the course. For, Lord, we know it gets better with you, but in this world it is not getting better. But with you it gets better. And we trust in you, Lord, and we love you so much. And, God, we ask for your presence to take full control here tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, amen. I want to speak a little message about remaining faithful to the Lord. And so we see here in this portion of Scripture, we see that David gives us an outline on how to remain faithful to God. There's three things that stand out. Three things here tonight that stand out that help David to remain faithful. And so it is these three things that are going to help you and I remain faithful to God for the long haul. And that is praise, prayer, and patience. The three P's. Have you guys seen the three P's of our ministry? You're getting them tonight. All right. So it's these three things. When you look at the outline, David gives us a beautiful outline. Throughout his writings of Psalm, and we see the way his life was. We see through his moments of good times and his hard times, and we see a man after God's own heart. We see how this man had an art through times of difficulty. He's learned how to give God praise in his circumstances. He's a man that learned how to praise God through all circumstance and situations within his life. And it was his praise life that set him up for a connection through his prayer life to God. And it was from his prayer life, having that connection and knowing the Lord, that David, King David, learned how to wait upon the Lord. He learned how to be patient. And the Lord wants to speak to the church here tonight about remaining faithful no matter what you're dealing with in your life. Know that God is in control. There's no reason for you to doubt any longer. There's no reason for fear to plague and disable anyone any longer. There's no reason for discouragement when we've been encouraged by our Lord, who has went to the point of death to the cross and has risen. For you and I, because He lives, you and I live, my brothers and sisters. And we see David is a prime example of someone who stood the test of time. David exemplifies these three characteristics because he knows what it means to go through hardship and how to bounce back from the point of losing heart because of his prayer life, his praise life. Because of his prayer life, and because he's learned the art of being patient and waiting upon the Lord in troubled experiences. Amen. But nonetheless, he waited upon the Lord, waiting for God's will to be done in God's timing. You see, David makes an exuberant declaration of faith within this chapter. What do I mean by exuberant? The word exuberant means to be filled with or characterized by a lively energy or excitement. And so he does it by living a life of faithfulness to God. And so what it is in this chapter, he gives a strong statement or announcement of his faith throughout his life because of an exuberant power that only comes from the Lord Almighty. And that, my friend, is the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the power of the Spirit of God. That's the presence of God, which enables you and I to fall deeper in love with the Lord and continue going forward with the Lord and doing the things that we do now that we used to not do when we were in the world, because we were pulled out of the world for a very special point as this, and that is to receive God's presence, love, and power, and go forward in doing something with it and sharing it to the nations, sharing it to our jobs, sharing it to our neighbors. Always being someone who stands up for what is right, being preachers of righteousness by the way we live our lives before we could ever speak it. Amen. And so here we see David was known for his praise. When David praised God, I'm here to let you know, and you probably know already, this man had a praise in him that confused the enemy. And I'm here to let you know tonight 16 years of my life, I've had the privilege of sitting not only under our senior pastor as a praiser and a worshiper, someone that knows how to fight and war and battle in times of trouble. But not only has it been through him, but I've sat under another great man of God by the name of Pastor Charles and Lena, his wife. For 15 years of my life, I've been instilled in the area of learning how to be a man after God's own heart, learning how to praise God in times of good times and times of trouble. I thought I would just give a little bit of honor where honor's due tonight, because I did not get here by myself. I'm here to let you know. But there's always someone that I could think about that's been there. My pastors, Pastor Charles, Sam, Pastor Joe, my God, Dre, Mark, all these men, Mike Griego. The list goes on and on and on. And you too, Carlos. I love you, man. You know, sometimes we could get on our own little island sometimes. And sometimes we have a way of allowing circumstances to cause us to start to drift. We start to get lullabied to sleep, if you will, if we're not staying loyal and faithful to the Lord our God. We come to a place within our lives where we begin to get comfortable and we begin to feel resistance and we begin to want to shrink back. And the shrinking back tells us that's the normality of who we are as people. But God does not want us to be normal, my brothers and sisters. He did not save you to be just a normal, ordinary man or woman. But he's called you to be an extraordinary man or woman of God. It gets good with the Lord Jesus. And so I want to let you know here tonight, I give honor where honor is due. Because if it wasn't for someone like my pastor and Pastor Charles teaching me, spending time with our lives to teach us what praise really was, then I wouldn't be who I am today. And some of you probably think that you have to sound good. No, God is not interested about how good you sing. He's interested in your life staying and remaining loyal to him and loving him and singing him whatever song you could sing, clapping your hands the way you clap your hands, the way you jump around, the way you roll around, whatever it is you want to do for the Lord. I'm here to let you know that there's no limitations. A big guy like me, I could get down a little bit. I know pastor's been waiting for years. When's that going to happen? Well, as you get a little heavier, it gets a little bit more difficult. But that, anyways, praise confuses the adversary. It confuses your decision and your choice inside when you decide you want to get a little fearful. There's a little antidote for the problem. Begin to clap your hands and begin to sing unto the Lord. Begin to get radical. See, the problem with some of us is we got so much pride that we're afraid what people think. The problem with me is it's my pride sometimes because I get a little worried about what people are going to think. But God did not create you and I to stand still and be stagnant. But he's called you and I to be mobile, progressing, onward, upward. Do not stop. The Lord, your God, he is with you. He's with us. So there is no time to shrink back. Just know in your moment of shrinking, that's your opportunity right then and there to begin to praise God. Are you with me here tonight? Check out verses 1 through 3. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. Here we see David's courage and his bravery because of his faith through his praise life. He recognizes that God is a fortress around him. Did you not know that when you begin to praise God, He puts a fortress around you? He begins to build a little something around you. He begins to hide you in a special place just with Him, you and Him, Him and I, together. Didn't you know? Didn't you know Pastor Charles used to disciple us, and he used to tell us he would be in the Spirit and come up here and give us some, you know, he would share with the group on the worship team, and he would, you know, he would always come out with scripture. And one time he shared a message about when you are in the Spirit of God, when you are provoked to the point of chasing and pursuing God, God will confuse the enemy to the point where he can't even find you. He won't even know where you are at, because God is greater and He could put you in a special place, and that's that pavilion. Now, I'm not talking about the other kind of pavilions we used to know. See, a pavilion is a place of pleasure. But the pavilion that David is talking about is the place of pleasure with God in His presence, where there's no disturbances. Where there is nothing at all that could disconnect you from your relationship to this one and only true God of heaven and earth and everything that's in it. It's this pavilion, because we used to run to certain other kind of pavilions for pleasure. But this is the kind of pavilion I'm talking about, what King David's talking about. When times get hard, when times get rough, how is your praise life? What is it that you do when the enemy is on hot pursuit for you? What is it that you do? Do you shrink back and get disabled? And okay, I knew it. I knew I shouldn't have took a step. The second I take a step, there it happens. Every time I get hit, that's got to go already. That's a cop out and a half, man. I know, because I used to be that guy. Shrink back. Every time a leader wants to challenge us to do something, not because they're picking on you, because they want to provoke you to doing what is right, doing something out of the norm. They want to tell you a little something about yourself that you can't believe for yourself. So it's time for the people of God to listen and be obedient and go forward regardless how you feel. This is a walk of faith, my brothers and sisters. This is not about what you see and what you could feel. That's already known to us. What about what's unknown? The mysteries of the good news of Jesus, right? Burning sensation going on in my eyes. Well, thank you very much, Gary. I'm going to take some water too. Appreciate it. Everybody already knows me about the water. Thank you. So David's courage and his bravery, because of his faith through his praise, he recognizes that God is a fortress around him. You've got to recognize that God has put a fortress around you. Stop giving room to something that has no place in your life. Come on. Do you realize that God has built a fortress around you from your enemy when you praise God? He has. Check out verses 4 and 5. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. There's the pavilion. In the secret place of His tabernacle, He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. Boy, that's pretty heavy duty right there. If it was good enough for David, boy, that's good enough for us today, right? And so here, David was a man after God's own heart. A man after God's own heart. You know, David had his ups and downs. He's done some things that could have very easily disqualified him. Just like many of us, we could have been disqualified so easy. But it's in those moments when you feel disqualified where God is looking for a man or a woman to rise up. A man that is going to, or a woman that's going to say, you know what, I am not disqualified. This is here to teach me something. If you choose that, if you have that kind of thinking. But if you don't have that kind of thinking, then you're defeated already. Amen? So you got to change your thinking. I got to change my thinking. Sister Barbara, years of hearing her messages that the Lord, she speaks of a paradigm shifting within our minds and within our hearts. There's got to be a shifting. Amen? Can you guys smile for me a little bit tonight? Hallelujah. I'm gonna chug this water and run off. Don't want to disqualify myself. David was a man after God's own heart. He recognized that knowing God is everything to him. Do you recognize that knowing the Lord God is everything to you? Check out verse 5. For in time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. And I know I already discussed this. Do you know what a pavilion is? Well, it's a place of pleasure. I already discussed that. You see, David's relationship with God, because of his connection to the Lord, it brought great benefits within his life. Amen? Check out verse 6. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in His tabernacle. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. It was David's praise towards God that created an atmosphere for prayer to God. And the Bible proves it right here in verses 7 through 11. It reads it like this. It says, "Hear, O Lord." I know we're reading a lot of this word here tonight. We read it once. I might just keep us here all night reading it over and over. I'm just playing with you. All right. Thank you, Gary. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God, my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. I want you to know that because of David's praise, it initiated God's presence. For the power of being enabled to seek God through the initiation of God's Spirit. Because naturally, we do not want to pray, but it's the Holy Spirit's initiation that draws us to Him. We see David's praise life. See, I don't know about you, when I want to get a hold of God, I have learned through good discipleship and through my time with the Lord, how to get connected with the Lord. And if you ever struggle with getting into your prayer time with the Lord, I challenge you in the name of the Lord to begin to just praise God and give Him thanks. Just, you know, sometimes we just don't know what to say, but you know how good God has been to you. I know how God is good He's been to me. It doesn't take too much effort to start to clap your hands and start to thank Him, start to praise Him to the point where you just get ridiculous with it. When you're in your prayer closet, you got a war sometimes for not only your own soul, but for your wife, for your children. The list goes on. And sometimes we take this walk for granted. God seriously wants to get into our lives. And we limit ourselves because of laziness. But when you begin to just praise the Lord, you're feeling a little bit heavy on your shoulders, you're going through some things in your life, don't just sit there and let it dwell on you. Begin to shake it up a little bit. And I'm telling you right now, your praise, your thanks to the Lord initiates, because of God's initiation of the Holy Spirit, will introduce you into a connection with God that you never thought you could have, because you shook it up, because you praised the Lord, and the Lord got the enemy moving. He quiets your soul when you praise Him. Any disturbances within your mind, any vexed mind or heart, it is the Holy Ghost fire and power enables a man or a woman to be steady-hearted and steady-minded, to be able to run the race and be effective. If you are not steady-minded and steady-heart, then you are involved and entangled with another spirit. But the Spirit of the Lord comes upon someone, you know what happens. You know that there's a peace. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, you've not been given a spirit of fear, but one of love and power and a sound mind. You know what a sound mind is? It's safe thinking. That's what a sound mind is. Choosing whatever thoughts you may get, they get a little heavy at times, but you got to distinguish the good from the bad, and you got to filter it out constantly. Lord, forgive me. Forgive that right there in the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you, you will see yourself elevated in a place of faith like never before. You will experience a time with God that you've never experienced before. And because of that time with the Lord, you are going to pursue Him even more each day. It was just like the way we were in the world. We got a little taste of this and a little taste of that. And what happened? We fell for the okey-doke. We plunged. Right? How about for the Lord now? Right? How about for Jesus Christ? So, verses 12 and 13. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Now, notice what he said in verse 13. He says, I wouldn't lost heart unless I had believed. In other words, David had faith in God. He chose to trust the Lord regardless of everything he was dealing with within his life. His confidence was in the Lord. It was not in him. He's learned the art of recognizing that it's only through God. It's only through God. It's only through God. Everything you do, remember, you have to acknowledge God. Everything you are going to do in life, acknowledge the Lord. It's got to be God. Because when you gave your life to the Lord, you gave your whole life to the Lord. There is no in-betweens. There's no halfway in. You are in it to win it because God is he's a winner. He went all the way for you and I. We must go all the way for the Lord. Amen. And so David chose to have faith over fear and discouragement. Man, that's a big one. The fear and discouragement will try to, you know, it has no place in our lives. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of that one. But God has given us the arsenal. He's given us the weapons. He's given us what we need. Amen? So David chose to have faith over fear and discouragement because he chose to praise and to pray his way through. Notice the praising. The praising sets us up for what? To pray, to seek the Lord. And so because of his praise, it set him up for his prayer. And because of his prayer, it sets him up for the last point I want to make here tonight. And that point is going to hit you right between the eyes. Patience. Patience. I'm still trying to learn that one. Not sure if I got that one together yet. I don't think anybody has that one down, but you know what? It's through the testing, through time and getting closer with the Lord and the Lord allowing us to go through this, to get over here. He allows us to recognize that he's working out patience within us. And so if you're the guy or the woman that says, Lord, give me patience. The Lord will introduce something in your life that will build you to the point of learning how to have patience, John. Isn't that the truth, though, right? Verse 14, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Worship team, if you could make your way up. These three P's, when I studied this scripture, it was praise. It's an outline. David gives us an outline of how to remain faithful to the Lord. And if you want to, you're in this for the long haul, then it's going to take a praise life, it's going to take a prayer life, and it's going to take waiting upon the Lord, being a little patient. You wait and you be patient, and you watch. It breaks my heart to see men come into that home. And they're going good, and they're in there for months, even to a 6-month mark. And then all of a sudden, they think that they are good enough to go now. That is tough. But what do? We love them coming in. We love them going out. This is a rest of our life commitment. Por vida. Let me say that again. God, I sounded good for a white boy. Por vida. We're in this forever with the Lord. This is not just for a period of time. Let me do this for you, Lord, I guess because you did this for me. No, it gets good. It gets better. I want to encourage you. Let's all stand here tonight. In my conclusion here tonight, we can learn from David's expectations from God and the encouragement he gives to others to learn how to hope in the Lord. This is the key to victorious living. To remain faithful with God and to go the distance, it's going to take those three P's. Oh, and there's several other things. You're going to hear preacher after preacher. But this is the word that the Lord gave me to give to you tonight. Get your praise life in order. Get your prayer life in order. And be patient. Stand and be firm. Trust in Him. Don't get ahead of Him. Don't shrink back. Stay right there in the pavilion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the key to victorious living. David learned how to be patient by waiting on God. And so because he learned how to wait upon the Lord, his courage was built. He was strengthened in his heart and his soul. And he learned the art of remaining faithful to God. Because of his praise life, because of his prayer life, and because of his patience, David was built into a powerful man of God. How about you here tonight? God is building you into a powerful man and woman of God, and he desires to use your life. He did not bring you this far to abandon you. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He's brought you this much further to let you know how much more that he loves you and he's got greater things in store. If you want to get a hold of the Lord here tonight, however you want to do it, the altars are open. God loves you. God desires to get close to you.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than our enemy. Our God's a healer. Awesome and power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Stronger, God, you are higher than any God. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any God. Our God is
healer, gotta praise your way through.
Awesome in power. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever?